Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, we got, I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? And we got some, it's just you and me. I got something I have on my mind I want to talk to you about. And it's about this slogan, this term that you've heard on television. There's an app for that. There is an app, APP, for that. I'm sure you've heard that, right? It's a slogan that refers to a mobile app. It's an advertisement. A mobile app, you know what that is? You know what a mobile app is? It converts content and resources, whatever you can see on a browser, what you would have previously have consumed, would have viewed or used or read or listened to, or watched, or whatever. Whatever you could previously have seen in a browser, it converts that into, on a desktop, I should say, on your computer desktop. It converts that into a much smaller, into what works on the much smaller and variably shaped screens that you have in your hand, your cell phone, your smartphone, or your iPad, or any of your tablets, any of the tablets that are mobile devices. You've got all these different shapes. You've got all these different sizes of screens. Our buddy Chuck Martin calls them the third screen. And the mobile devices. They're all different, right? All different sizes, et cetera, et cetera. Well, a mobile app converts what a website, the information in a website, it converts that in a classic website viewed in a browser and converts all that into something, into a different form. It expands or contracts as it needs to, depending on the shape of the device, and it adjusts the information so that it fits in not only the space but the process of using a handheld device, a mobile device. And mobile apps are proliferating. And if you remember, I've been talking about this for a long time. Mobile apps are proliferating because they're almost always handier and sexier than their website counterparts. I have a Wall Street Journal mobile app that I use with my iPad. I read the Wall Street Journal on my iPad. I dropped my paper subscription. I know, folks, it's hard to believe that Jim Blasingame would do that, wouldn't want to hold his paper in his hand. But I'll tell you, the truth is, I'm allergic to newsprint. So I love the way the Wall Street Journal presents their paper in this mobile app. It's definitely handier for me, and it's definitely sexier than reading it online in a browser page or taking the paper in its physical form. In 1998, broadband internet connection was in less than 4% of households and almost no businesses. I was reporting on that on this show. When I was talking about that, this emerging technology, I made the macro prediction that the world would change when broadband internet became ubiquitous and broadly adopted. Well, broadband ubiquity, today thy name is mobile. The proliferation of Wi-Fi and mobile networks, you and I know as 3G and 4G, those have spawned mobile apps, which are at once exciting but also disruptive. A generation before my broadband prognostication, a real prophet, John Nesbitt, published his landmark book, Megatrends, in 1982. And in that book, he prophesied, and you've heard me say this before, and I'm going to say it 1,000 times more, this is John's prophecy. The more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. In the 21st century, Nesbitt's Law, I'm calling it Nesbitt's Law, balanced technology and humanity, must be the North Star for any successful small business strategy that you have. So, does a small business maintain a competitive advantage? How do you maintain a competitive advantage in the face of the pressure from high-tech innovations and the primordial human desire for high touch, for connection? Well, the answer, as it is in so many 21st century questions, is not either or, but both and. As John Nesbitt said, high tech and high touch. If you want customers to keep your business at their fingertips wherever they are, there's an app for that. That's right. You can create whatever you offer online, you can create an app. You know why I know that? Because we've done that. And if I can do it, you can do it. If a customer relationship would benefit from a welcoming smile from a real human being, there's no app for that. High tech, high touch. Some things you can do high tech, some things you have to have the high touch. If a product tutorial video, a way to use a product, is posted on your YouTube channel, that I can see how that could help a lot of customers, especially out in the field. Well, guess what? There's an app for that. But to be able to interpret the troubled look on the face of a customer as a clue that you haven't yet healed their pain, you haven't solved their problem, they still don't understand, there's no app for that. That takes a real person. High tech and high touch. You have to decide when to use one, when to use the other. If customers want to check the status of an order they place with you, they don't want to have to call you. Wherever they are, whatever they're doing, they don't want to have to call you. They want to be able to do it quickly. I want to be able to do it quickly. I do these things with people I buy from when I can, when they give me that ability. Well, there's a mobile app for that. You can build one for that. You can use one for that. But if customers do business with you because you remembered their face and recognized them, and you remembered their name, and you remembered what they like, there's no app for that, my friends. High tech, high touch. Here's another one that I want to stick in there. Never make your customers use your technology. Never ask customers to use your technology unless there's something in it for them. So balancing the high tech and the high touch is something that you and I can do. Here's the good news, folks. We now have the ability, the capability is out there right now for small business owners to be able to do that. And nobody does that better than you. Big businesses can't do this like you can and pull it off. Remember Nesbitt's Law. Blend and balance the power of high tech with the humanity of high touch. There's an app for high tech. There isn't one for high touch. I'll be right back. Stay with me. 20 up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.